We make assumptions all the time when we do web design, whether you're a website owner running a website or whether you are a web designer, we make assumptions. And I've talked before about the need to test assumptions. Are we really sure? For example, I was working on an events listing website this morning, and I was making the assumption that, as in the world of web design, attendees are just as interested in knowing who the speaker was as the subject. But that is an assumption. Just because I know it from my personal experience of speaking at web design conferences doesn't mean it applies to, in the case of what I was working on this morning, bottled drinks. So we do need to test our assumptions. And I've talked about how we can use A/B testing as a way of doing that. Of course, the problem with A/B testing is you need to actually build two versions and try it on the site. And this is fine if you're incrementally improving a site over time, but if you're doing something like a major redesign, then you know you don't have the option to do that kind of A/B testing. So what are your alternatives? Well, usability testing is another obvious way of testing assumptions, but there are other alternatives as well. One that I've become a particular fan of recently is something called Verify App at verifyapp.com. And it allows you to test wireframes and designs and all kinds of things in lots of different ways. So before you make your next set of assumptions and just go ahead and work on the basis of those assumptions, please test them first. And I recommend checking out Verify App. And before you ask, nope, don't get anything from them. In fact, I even pay for my account. So check them out. And just generally, whether you use Verify App or something else, test those assumptions time and time again. Bye.